For me.
Helena leaves. Act 1, Scene 2. The Players. Quince, Bottom, Snug, Flute, Snout and Starveling meet at Quince's cottage.
Masters, we shall perform a play to honour the noble Duke of Athens. I have the list of those who will take part. Is all our company here?
First, good Peter Quince, say what the play is. Then read the names of the actors.
Our play is The Most Lamentable Comedy and Most Cruel Death of Pyramus and Thisbe.
An excellent play. Now, Peter Quince, call forth your actors. Masters, gather round.
Nick Bottom the Weaver.
Present.
You shall play Pyramus.
What is Pyramus? A lover or a tyrant?
He is a lover who kills himself for love.
Oh, I will have the audience in tears. I'll wail and weep and... But I would rather play the tyrant and rant and rave about the stage like this. The raging rocks and shivering shocks shall break the locks of prison gates. The blazing sun shall blind and stun the hatless guard who stands and waits.
Francis Flute, bellows mender, you must take on Thisbe.
What is Thisbe? A wandering knight?
It is the lady Pyramus must love.
Not me. I have a beard coming on.
Fear not. You will wear a mask to hide your face.
Let me play Thisbe. I can speak in a woman's voice. Ah, Pyramus, my lover dear.
No, no. You must play Pyramus. Robin Starveling, the tailor.
Here, Peter Quince.
You will play Thisbe's mother. And Tom Snout the Tinker shall play Pyramus's father. Snug the Joiner, you will take the part of the lion.
Can I have my lines now? I am very slow at learning.
All you have to do is roar.
Let me play the lion. I can roar louder than any man.
Yes, and you would frighten the ladies and then the Duke would have us hung.
Yes, every one of us.
But I will roar as gently as a dove or a nightingale.
No, you must play Pyramus.
Very well. Which beard shall I wear?
None. You shall play it barefaced, Master Bottom. Now, masters, here are your parts. Learn them and let us meet again tomorrow night in the palace wood. There we can rehearse in secret.
Indeed. Let us meet and rehearse in our privates.
Act 2, Scene 1, The Fairy Quarrel. In the woods outside Athens, Puck enters.
The Fairy King, my lord, comes here tonight. 'Tis hoped the Fairy Queen stays out of sight. Their quarrelling has mixed the seasons up, and now we know not if we'll have sun or rain or snow, and all for a page boy. Who doth serve the queen, for jealous Oberon would have the child to live with him and roam the forest wild.
Oberon and Titania enter from different directions.
Ill met by moonlight, proud Titania.
'Tis jealous Oberon, I will not stay.
Give me the boy and I will go with thee.
Not for your fairy kingdom.
Then go thy way.
Titania leaves.
But I shall pay thee for this stubbornness. Puck, the flower love in idleness has magic juice that, touched on sleeping eyelids, will make a man or woman madly love the first creature they set their eyes upon. Fetch me that flower, and be thou here again before the giant whale can swim a league.
I'll put a girdle round the earth in 40 minutes.
Puck leaves.
When she is asleep, I'll drop the juice in proud Titania's eye. But who comes here? I am invisible, and I will overhear their conversation.